We want to get a new approach of the purpose of the body. We want to see that the body is a spiritual tool, very valuable, very useful, and very important. And I want to put a few ideas into your mind to get you acquainted with it. I want you to follow first a certain path, certain line of thought. Last time we talked about the path. We will now take a very special path. In a Hatha Yoga class, very often you will have a relaxation afterwards. That relaxation is taking you through the garden of your body. Hatha Yoga combined with a spiritual purpose in mind, then is only yoga. If it's not done with a spiritual purpose in mind, then it amounts to nothing more than sort of gymnastics. So obviously, without the understanding that the body is a spiritual tool, the true benefits of Hatha Yoga will never really come. Except for a number of small side effects that you all know already in the beginning, like quietening the body, disciplining the body, sitting quiet, keeping quiet also the mind by doing the exercises, you certainly give a good deal of rest to your central nervous system, and you improve the blood circulation and all those other things. But the true spiritual gift that the body is not realized unless a little bit more is explained about it. Let us think on a deeper level. Right now I will put a few ideas into your mind which will help you to pursue that particular path. We talk every so often of the urges of the body, of the pressures that come, and the desires. And in the final, we don't know how to deal with it properly. We know suppressing urges is not correct or helpful. But how to deal with the energy that the body has? I would like to add that I'm not limiting it to the sexual energy. This is included. But how to direct the energy of the body into many other ways and benefit in particular the input of the five senses, you never really see to the exclusion of perception of all the other senses. When you see, you don't drop, for instance, feeling or smelling or touching. So there is an interplay of forces and the energy in the body expressed through the five senses by taking in and giving out. So let us think for a moment. See if you can follow this line of thought. In the garden of your body, there are many paths, and there isn't anybody. And so it is very easy to get lost, unless you're very familiar with the paths. Can you walk through the garden? Can you see your body as a garden? And when you walk, do you stop? Do you rest? Look? Can you perceive which of your senses is perceiving? Do you feel the warmth of the air? Can you feel the wind? Can you hear the rustling of the wind in the leaves? Can you see it? What is it that you see? Can you really see without the mind interpreting at once what it sees? All the energy is in your body garden. Can you see with the eye of light? Can you touch with sensitivity? Can you hear with a precious ear? Precious because it can listen. Can you hear with a heavenly ear? Can you smell the fragrance that comes from nowhere and is everywhere? Can you taste the sweet nectar and ambrosia of intuition? The body is a garden of paradise. In paradise, awareness shows life as a dance, a waving forth and back, the constant interaction. No man is an island. Can you swim in the water of the lake and not worry about the direction? And can you be carried by the waves of faith? Can you lie quietly on those waves, like a leaf that allows itself to be carried by the divine energy? And can you accept the bobbing up and down of the waves and not resist? A leaf does not resist, but it doesn't leap either. Can you look at a river or a stream and see the flow without wondering where the water will go? Can you look at the lake, see the shores, and in the stillness of the water, see the reflection, mirror-like, almost perfect, with the stillness of your mind? Can you be the little drop dropping into the bigger water? Can you see yourself? Can you see a thought in your mind, like a drop falling in the ocean, the great cosmic ocean of mind? See it glistening in the light, the dance of the waves. Can you look at the sun? Or is it sometime too bright? Or it's very light burning your eyes? Then follow the rays that break through the clouds, toning down to gentle warmth. Stay relaxed, so that you can absorb it this time. For today, sufficient for today. Can you touch your own center, glowing with the amber of love, or radiating the cool rays of the light of love? Can you still the fire by the power of your breath, the flow of air? And can you see the space in the air, all connected? Can you drift in the current of the flow? Can you breathe the breath of life? Can you inhale inspiration and exhale all of your despair? Can you swing with the rhythm of your breath? Hear the gentle music around. Can you know the fragrance and hold your breath? Can you put it back? Where does it go? Can you feel the breath and the sound of your voice? Can you feel the touch of vibrations? Can you see the scent of flowers moving through the air? And when you look at the sun's bright light decreased by the clouds, gently and softly, can you feel the warmth? Can you hear the sound of swirling air around you? Can you hear the sound, the music of the spheres? Can you feel the energies vibrating in unison? All this inside and outside. The radiance of the light becoming brighter and brighter, purer and purer. The light without the fire, the light that is luminous, the light that reflects the one drop of dew on the 1,000-petal lotus. What I will do now is have you close your eyes. And I will give you a couple of the key words. I will not ask you if you can do it, but you will just try. Look at your body as your garden. A beautiful garden. Divine love makes it grow. Walk slowly, don't haste, so you can absorb. Stop, look. Whenever you feel like, feel. touch. Look at the miracle of the tender leaves. This one, just the sides of your finger. Touch it gently. Feel the warmth and the texture. See its beauty. See the rain shimmering on it. See with the eye of light. Touch with the sensitivity and the gentleness of your heart. Hear the sound of your own voice. Feel the vibration. Feel them falling, each one like a drop of dew into the flowers that have turned to the light. Smell the fragrance of the flower, and now of your own divinity. Take the nectar of intuition that is yours, and hear the energy flowing through your body garden. All the veins, all the nerves are the path to walk along, leading to the sacred chamber of your heart. Hear the pulse, the rhythm, the beat of life. Become aware. In the force of life, there is a dance of life, light and flowing. You are moving along, weightless, dancing like the branches of the tree, floating like the clouds, like the grass, or swaying like the ears of the corn in the fields, moving in waves in interaction together. Your garden is wide and open. It touches your neighbor's garden. Your neighbor is at the front, one is at the back, one is at the right, and another on the left. Many gardens, very beautiful, undivided. Now swim in the waters of the lake. See the reflection of your own mind, like a face that is nourished in a looking glass. Let yourself be carried on the waves of this beautiful sacred lake, on which many lotuses bob up and down, and yet don't meet. Let your thoughts be a little drop falling into the great water of life, dissolving in it. Feel the coolness of your solar plexus expand, thereby becoming receptive and radiating with divine love that does ask nothing in return. As you inhale inspiration and exhale whatever residues of despair there are. Let it go. Sing with the rhythm of your breath, the life and the sound of your own voice. Feel the vibration radiating through your whole body. Now, like the flowers, turn to the light. Open yourself to the light. The light that has no color. The light that is luminous, radiant. The touch of the lotus at the top of your head, and the dewdrop of divine inspiration, of nectar and ambrosia, glistening in the light of the thousand petal lotus.